And now, back to Small Business Heroes on News Talk Radio 580 CFRA.
We're back in the studio. It's James Maduke speaking. You're listening to Small Business Heroes. And I want to congratulate Gata from Nepean. Caller number 5 has won a 3-month subscription to Good Life Fitness. And we'll be in touch tomorrow to get you the details on how you can pick that up. The other thing we'll do right now, actually, I'll mention it quickly. If you go to the smallbusinessheroes.com website and enter into that, enter to win on the left-hand side, fill out the form there. And what I'll be doing is I'll be giving away another only 90 minutes course on how to handle objections. So if you're interested in selling or finding out about selling, go and enter that contest, smallbusinessheroes.com, and you'll win that 90-minute course. Now, we're joined in the studio, and this particular, actually, it's almost been the Business Development Bank of Canada show. This particular segment is brought to you by BDC, Business Development Bank, and you can always phone Pierre Lauzon. He's given me his number here locally, 992-5865, so give Pierre a call if you want to find out more about those services that the bank provides. We're in the studio now with Chris Elsay from Workshift.com, and Chris is the president. He's the Grand Fromage, the Big Cheese. Small business doing very well, and they're the virtual IT department. So maybe you could tell us what a virtual IT department is and why we need one as a small business.
Thanks. One of the things that when we work with a lot of the businesses that we do, and the BDC Consulting Group, I'm sure, would remind you to do this, is focus on your business. And being an entrepreneur, often you want to get your hands into a lot of stuff, and you're probably definitely bright enough to do a lot of things, but maybe it's not the best interest for you to do that. So we'll take over the IT for a small company so they don't have to worry about it.
Okay, now I'm going to make sure IT, everyone who doesn't know what that is, it's information technology. So really what we're talking about is the computers and the software, all the infrastructure in any small business.
Absolutely. And it's amazing the productivity difference that doing the stuff right. I know that Gartner Group did a study on faxing, and I'll give you an example, electronic faxing. A fax takes about 11 minutes to make, to do. By the time you get up, you print it, you walk over, you stick in the fax machine, and you can do it on your computer in under 30 seconds. So 11 minutes times the average, which is about 10, 15 faxes a week, for every 10 to 15 people you have doing this, you've got one staff person extra a week. One extra staff person you're not paying the salary on. So there's a good use of a simple technology we all use.
Okay, so where is sort of the sweet spot for outsourcing? For example, you might work at home or be telecommuting. You might, you know, have one or two computers. I'm thinking that perhaps there's a spot where you say, you know what, I really shouldn't be doing this anymore. Where is that, and how do you know when you're there?
I think you've, dead on. That's a lot of entrepreneurs come to us, and it's usually in the 5 to 50 computer user range for most companies. You have to buy somebody that's about $60,000 a year as a full-time employee to be able to you know, meet most company needs. That's what.
So you're talking about if you want to have someone on staff, you're going to spend about $60,000 a year.
Right. Whereas if you outsource it, you know, it's a tenth of that, depending on the size of the company.
Okay.
It makes a huge difference. And you can usually get a much more experienced group of people doing it, not just one person.
Okay, so that's a whole bunch of doors obviously open there. Maybe let's take a look at a company that has 25 employees, for example. What would be some of the things, if they outsource, that you would take care of?
I would think that we would take care of all of their computers, making sure the things work properly, make sure they talk together and hook together. Usually you have clients that come to us or come to consultants and say, yeah, we really want our accounting system to work properly for us. We want it to tie into our customer relationship management, our fax system, our contacts. We want this to work for us, not just be 20 different repositories of information. So a good consultant will be able to put that together, will be able to listen to you, and you'll also be able to understand what they're saying, which is an important part of being a good consultant. And so they'll listen to you, understand what you're saying, you'll understand what they're saying, and a solution will be able to work out that works for you, that'll help your business grow, not just be...
some cool technology.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm allowed to say cool technology.
Okay.
The IT department isn't allowed to say cool technology. So I guess the first step in, if there was a process they were going to go through, is some kind of business goals or preparation.
Exactly. That's the first thing. You got to understand your own business goals before you should sit down and talk to a consultant. Understand what you want out of the technology. Don't say, I have to have this type of computer or that. Come to the table with, I want it to do this for my business. And have the consultant recommend to you what should be done. And then make sure you understand step by step what it is that they're going to do for you.
What do you mean by that? Like, what are the things that they would do? So we've got some hardware and software. What are the actual things that they would do?
It may be really important for your company. You've decided, let's say, to go out into a selling mode. So you want a really good system to be able to track all those leads and things that coming on this type of show generates. And you want to know where these leads are coming from, and then make sure they're being followed up on. Is anybody actually calling? And when was the last time the call was made? You've got that great client who's been a regular, steady client. When was the last time somebody called them, talked to the person, decided whether we're still meeting their needs, and that ongoing? So there's a project where a technology consultant, an outsourcing IT department, could come in, set that type of thing up for you, make it work, meet your needs, and then, more importantly, the ongoing support from then on, being able to come in there and make the changes you need when you need it, make sure it continues to work for you.
And that can be 24 hours a day or just during business hours?
Right, and that's really important. You've hit a really good point, is you have to decide what level of support you want from your outsourcing, because obviously there's a cost associated with it. Mm-hmm. You say, no, we're fine. We're 9-to-5 kind of people. That's good. But maybe you're 2 a.m, project out the door people, and all of a sudden the server goes down. You need to make a phone call and get somebody there. Well, then you have to make sure that you have that type of an agreement with your consultant to do that work.
Okay. So the consultant's going to describe a project then. We talked about a project tracking the leads and stuff. They're going to describe a project. What are the things that you should look for in the consultant?
I think it's really important that you get one that's experienced and relevant. You know, 5-year-old technology is no longer current. It has to be current, and it has to be...
Like, is current 6 months now? 3 months? 9 months?
I would say right this minute. If they're not doing it this hour, they're out of date. Or maybe their experience is strictly doing Nortel's network. Probably very skilled, but wouldn't help the small business. They wouldn't know the right software that's out there at the right prices to do what you need to do. And then are they certified?
Okay, now what do you mean by certified?
Probably the biggest right now, I think we're all Microsoft users at some point. Make sure they're Microsoft certified at least. You know, maybe they can be a great bus driver, but I'd like to have a bus driver who has a license.
Okay.
And it gives me a good baseline of comfort, and then you can get to know them and see if they're a bus driver that you can work with and live with and feel comfortable with.
Okay. So there's all sorts of different certifications, and I guess there's certification for the individual, but what about the company?
Right. That's another one. Is most companies have become certified by Compact or HP or Intel or Microsoft, many of the big names. If those are the types of products you're going to use, make sure the company is certified in those products.
Okay. Okay. So we've got certification. We've got the company certified. We've got the consultant certified. I want you to go through, for example, like the steps of someone actually doing this. If I had those 25, I've got more than a project. I want to give you all of my IT stuff. How would you approach that? And what would be the things that you would ask people to look for if they were thinking of doing that?
So sit down as a business owner, work out what are your goals and objectives, talk endlessly to that consultant until they really understand your business and you're comfortable talking to them.
And that's before anything's been built or done or...
Don't do anything before you get that comfort level up.
Okay.
And that's really important. Then check their references, ask for similar size experiences, and then negotiate that ongoing support so this project is put in steps that you're comfortable with.
Okay, because apparently what happens after they implement it?
That's the frightening part in a lot of companies.
Okay, so if they want to find out about Workshift.com, where would they go or who do they contact?
If you're interested in this type of work, you can contact info@workshift.com or www.workshift.com. We have a whole section on this type of information, this type of client group. It's our specialty is at 5 to 50, And it's a very particular niche. They have very particular needs.
Okay. And thank you very much for joining us this evening. And I'm going to put my plug in as a small business owner myself. I know sometimes you get hooked up with or caught up with the technology. And one of the things that you have to do is make sure that you're doing the part that you should be doing in your business and let the other people or the other services do what they should be doing best. So please take the time to visit workshift.com.
Thank you
very much. You've been listening to Small Business Hero, so I hope you've enjoyed the show this evening. We've had the consulting arm and the finance arm of the Business Development Bank on. We've had Chris Elsay from workshift.com. And really, this is all about you, the small business owner. How do you grow your business? How do you build your business? How do you make sure that you have time to go to Good Life Fitness every once in a while and take care of your body and your mind and not be stuck working all the time? So if there's any questions, don't be afraid to visit the smallbusinessheroes.com website. You can always email me at james@smallbusinessheroes.com. I want to thank you for listening, and I also want to thank the Business Development Bank of Canada and Pierre Lauzon for sponsoring, this particular segment. Make sure that you come back next week. We'll have another great show with three great guests looking at how you can grow your business. This is James Maduke speaking. You've been listening to Small Business Heroes, part of Business at Night on News Talk Radio 580 CFRA. Have a good night. We'll see you next week.